Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You guys ride into this here morning show, and if we like the dilemma going on in your life, we read it on the air and then open up the phone lines and let our listeners sound off. So if this message tickles your fancy, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. This one came in from Travis. Started it out by saying, "Yo, foos." Well, yo to you too, sir.
What's up, homie?
Yo, foos. My girlfriend and I have been dating for about a year. The other night, we were talking about trust in relationships, and she brought up about how couples who are truly committed shouldn't have secrets from each other. And she said a lot of couples share their passwords, and it's totally normal. She even said most of her friends do it, and when somebody refuses, it usually means they're hiding something. He goes, "Well, that put me on the spot. I didn't want to look shady, so I gave her my email password. I figured if we trust each other, what's the big deal?" He goes on to say, "Here's the thing, though. She never offered hers up."
Oh.
I didn't really think much of it, but then a couple days later, I noticed something weird. Some of my emails in my inbox were already marked as red, and I know I didn't open those. So now I'm starting to think she might actually be going through my inbox. The thing that really made me raise my eyebrows is that the other night, I also grabbed her phone just to check the time, and she immediately took it back and made sure that the screen was locked.
Oh, she's creeping. She's creeping.
He goes, "WTF, bro?"
Yeah, foo.
Foos and bros. Travis goes on to say, "I got nothing to hide, but this feels pretty one-sided, so what's my next move here, JKJ? Do I ask for her password so it's equal? Do I change mine? Pretend like nothing happened. If I bring this up, does it make me look guilty?" He ends by saying, "My buddy said I should just dump her and move to Mexico and start a new life. Ha ha ha. LOL.
I agree with the buddy. Dump her now.
Get out of here. Flee the country. What would you guys do? Use this for your show no segment. And that was from our boy, Travis. So what do you guys think? Have you been in this situation where you've been kind of put on the spot to share your password? Are you sharing your password with somebody? Are you like Travis's girlfriend and she says, it's totally normal to do this? What do you think? Show wants to know. Phone lines are open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Would love to talk to some of our listeners about Travis's situation today. I don't like that she didn't offer hers up immediately. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, if it was me, I was like, I don't care about your email. Do you think that's the spot that somebody's going to be cheating is their email?
Immediately. I'm like, how much action is he getting on Gmail right now?
Right? So it's like, it's just your e-letters. She might see your Excel bill and your water bill. I don't know.
But it is just the entire process of sharing your password with somebody. Like, that is a commitment for one. But I don't like you said, he gave her hers. But she didn't reciprocate.
Right.
The only time I've ever needed a password from a significant other is when I was already thinking they were up to something. Mm. So that's where I don't know. I don't know if I agree with sharing passwords, but if she didn't give it to you, that is a red flag.
I kind of want to sabotage the whole thing and send myself an email from some account, you know, and calling her out on something or something. I don't know. Anyway, is it on the surface? I really don't think this is that big a deal, but maybe you've been through it and you want to sound off, give Travis some advice. Hi, Annika.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you. So what's your advice for Travis?
So as someone who has actually dealt with like cheating and all of that fun stuff, it is definitely a red flag. It seems like she is probably hiding something herself and is trying to snoop around to see if he's also hiding something to either justify her actions or whatever. But me and my husband have always had our own passwords, and we know each other's passwords. Like, it's not a secret for us. And I think the biggest thing when it comes to a relationship is trust and honesty. And if you can't trust that other person, then you don't have anything.
Truth.
No, I mean, that's it. And you're right. Like, if you start out your relationship sharing passwords and you guys are just completely transparent, then that's completely okay. But if she asks, like, they're already in the relationship, and then out of the blue she asks for it, you're right. That makes it weird.
Well, I mean, they've been together for a year, so I guess that would be kind of out of the blue in a year.
They didn't, like, Annika, you seem like you and your husband have had this kind of, you know, preset, you know, acknowledgement of each other. Like, you're going to have the password. So that's okay, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And in the past, when I've dealt with, you know, shady cheating and all of that stuff, the biggest, like, my initial red flag was the, like, all of a sudden the password was changed. Mm-hmm. Or it was, you know, you'd leave your phone on the side table, and then all of a sudden you're not leaving your phone on the side table and you're being really secretive and you're not leaving it, like, out in the open, or you have notifications turned off. And
the phone has probably busted so many people when it comes to screwing around, right? Like, anymore, that's like the go-to, the phone.
That's
what's going on
bust
the phone? All right, Annika, we have your vote. Although, what is your vote? Just to, you want us to approach her about it or what?
I would say that he needs to approach her and say, like, hey, this is making me uncomfortable, and like, it feels like you're hiding something and you're trying to catch me hiding something as well.
Gotcha.
And if she's not open and honest about it, I would say they need to have a serious conversation about
where things go from here. Why are you looking at my water bill, girl? Knock it off. Annika, thank you for your call. We have your vote. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you've heard what's going on with Travis and his girlfriend. What are your thoughts for him?
Yeah. 100% guilty conscience. Mm-hmm. It's very, I feel like she is doing something on her own, and reality has now kicked in what she's doing. So she's hoping to justify it through him doing it too. Oh. I definitely think I've been there. I know it. I feel it. Yep. I think if he asks her, hey, let's, you know, what's your email password? Let me see your phone. Let's be truly honest. I guarantee that he's going to get his answer right there.
Yeah.
So in your situation, was the guy then like screwing around? So then he was asking for your stuff?
We had exchanged. It was not even a big deal because we did things together, like documents we needed. So, and then it was changed and things like started popping up like that. So actually what I did, maybe he needs to do this, is I put a recorder in his car and caught him cheating that way.
Oh, no. Evil but brilliant. Evil but brilliant.
You know what? I call you resourceful. Yeah. This is how you do it.
If you got your suspicions, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that legal? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
We don't need to worry about that.
Hey, what's his is mine. We were married, you know? Fine.
That's a really good point. And you know what gets me about this
story? God, this is juicy. I want to sit down with you and have a beer and hear about everything that happened.
Well, and Suzanne, with this one specifically, the passwords aside, the fact that she grabbed her phone back and locked the screen, that screams guilty
to me.
Like, that is so shady.
So do you want him to approach her and talk to her first, or just move on?
I would just, like, nonchalantly be like, hey, you're right about the trust thing. What's your email password? Let's like, kind of be open with each other's phones, too. Okay. Guarantee she's going to have an excuse, and there's his answer.
And then he's going to record her.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
It works.
Oh, my God. I want to talk to you. I want to learn about everything you did. Yeah. I really, really do. It's so juicy. We got to move on. I got one more call, but thank you so much for sounding off this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. See
you. Have a good day, guys.
Don't you want to know what the husband was saying in the car and who he was talking to?
Absolutely.
Hi, Mikey.
Hi there. Yeah. I think if you have to ask, there's a lack of trust. And initially, I think that if someone wants the other one to give them their password, it's because they don't trust them because they don't trust themselves.
Yeah, it's kind of the guilty conscience.
Like I said before, I would probably just, I don't think it's a big deal about the passwords, you know, at my age anyway, but I would probably just go away.
Run is what you do as fast as you could.
You have a hard time turning on your laptop even, I bet, Mike.
No.
Yeah.
No, Mike is a laptop expert. We know.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mikey. All right, I think the consensus was you got to approach her. And if she becomes even more shady, then you leave her immediately and go to Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Again, like, I feel like there's such a guilty conscience on her part. Like, you don't just ask someone for their password out of the blue.
No, you don't.
I'm
still, like, it's still weird to me, though, that that's the one thing she wanted. She didn't want, like, a TikTok password or an Instagram or Facebook. She was like, bro, what's your Gmail?
I know. It's silly to me, too, but...
You got hot babes emailing you at all hours of the day? That is weird.